Welcome in, my friends. This episode is all about springtime, April promotions, and the Blue Tansy Toe Challenge happening this month. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcasts at the end of this episode. It's free and it would mean the world to us. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sipos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. Girl, I don't even know where we need to begin because there's so much goodness happening this month in conjunction with our Blue Tansy Toe Challenge.
I mean, it is going to make your toe blue. So it's a blue toe challenge, guys. It's a blue toe challenge. We'll talk about that after, though. Let's jump into like the promos first, because I'm really excited about some of these promos we have.
Yes. One in particular just like screams, Vicky, Vicky, get me. And I'm actually, my LRP order isn't going in until the 10th of this month, but I'm getting two of them. And that is the Tri-E soft gels that are 10% off this month. Now, some of our community makes their own veggie caps with lemon, lavender, and peppermint. There is nothing wrong with you creating your own Tri-Es. However, I love the convenience of being able to pop a couple in my mouth when needed. And let me tell you, we are in what month? Yeah, April. All the flowers are blooming in most of the states, right? Things are being pollinated. The bees are doing its job, but my nose and eyes are hecka scratchy and itchy. And if it weren't for Tri-Es, I would definitely be on that train and getting those over-the-counter, I want to say knockoffs. They're not knockoffs. The over-the-counter support, which makes me extremely exhausted.
Yeah. So I have a really, actually a funny story about this. Several years ago when we were living in Virginia, I wanted to go to the Cherry Blossom Festival. It was like a dream come true. Couldn't wait to go to DC for the Cherry Blossom Festival. And usually my husband has a very, very difficult time with cherry blossoms. But he was a really amazing person and a really good sport. And he was like, I'm just going to take my Tri-Es with me and we'll go. And I was like, awesome. So excited. So we get there. He pops one in before we start walking down the street after we've parked, start walking down towards, you know, the mall. And he's fine. Totally fine. We get over by the Jefferson Memorial. And if you've ever been there, that's where all the trees are. It's all around, all the water right there. It's incredibly beautiful. And we're walking through it and the wind is starting to pick up a little bit. I don't generally have any kind of issues, you know, lucky for me. And all of a sudden, my eyes are watering. My nose is itchy. I'm like, hello. I don't know what's wrong with me. And my eyes are just like,
oh man.
He starts laughing and he's like, pulls out his bottle of Tri-Es. He's like, would you like some? It was like the Grey Poupon commercial from the 80s. Hey, would you like any? And I was like, yep. And so I'm taking it. And of course, you know, it, you know, takes a couple minutes and then it starts to kick in. And I was like, I can't believe it. I never have any issues. So I'm so grateful that we have them in the Tri-Es. Like in the convenience of the bot of having them already made up for us, because in that moment, I would have not been super prepared. I mean, I probably had all of the oils in my purse, but I would have had to go put them all into water. I would have had to figure out a way of a delivery system, right? Like I didn't have them. That would have been convenient. So I love the fact that they are super convenient for that purpose that you can just have. And now, of course, I keep them in my purse, mainly because I know he still has issues. I don't generally, but ever since that moment, now I'm like, okay, we're going to just be prepared because I'd rather be prepared than not, right? But I
I
love
agree.
the fact that they're so convenient. And, you know, Emily, my daughter, my youngest daughter, we always tease her and say she's allergic to the cold. She literally breaks out in hives when she gets too cold. And this is one of our first line of defenses for her is to quickly take a Tri-Eze, and that helps to ease some of the discomfort that she has when she gets too cold. Which is so weird.
But at least she has this tool, like blocking your antihistamines from being overactive and causing itchy nose, runny eyes, scratchy throat, scratchy, you know, extremities. That can be extremely discomforting, and it could be a potential downward spiral for your wellness in that moment, right? So luckily, you have the convenience of the soft gels with the lemon, lavender, and peppermint because they are a dynamic trio. I've also heard people, I haven't done it myself, but I'm saying this out loud thinking there's someone in my life currently that could use this. A lot of people do steam mugs, steam pots. I think that's what they're called, Sarah.
Neti pots.
Okay, so neti pot, but like boiling water and then opening up, if they don't have the single oils, opening up a soft gel and dumping it into that hot water and putting that towel over so they're inhaling the aroma of the lemon, lavender, peppermint when their antihistamines are just blown up and on fire. Doing that for a couple minutes. Yes, there's going to be a release and there's going to be like nose discharge, of course, but your body's clearing it. And I've heard people have had great results in that way as well.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't probably for a steam, for the steam pots that you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I would do it in a neti pot.
No, I wouldn't either.
Because that would have peppermint going through my nose. And I don't think I want peppermint going through my nose. So
yeah, me neither. I'm good.
Scratch the neti pot idea for lemon, lavender, and peppermint. I don't think I would want that peppermint going through my nose. I'm just saying, like, I mean, you do you, right? Like, if you feel like that's something you want to do. I don't recommend that, though. Let's not recommend that particular thing. Although I could do I would probably do a lavender in my neti pot, which would also help with that as an antihistamine. So just fry about. No, I wouldn't do the peppermint.
You know what? For April, though, the promotion of having it 10% off, you better bet your butt. I have two in my LRP cart because why not save even more on top of my savings? You know, when we've already discussed this on this podcast, how much of a benefit is for your wellness tools to be on an LRP, you know, month to month, you do you program. So that is the first promotion. Sarah, what is the next promotion you want to highlight today?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Citrus Twist. Now you all know, so we've been doing this podcast for just a little over a year now. And you all know that I love my citrus oils. Like, absolutely favorite things in the entire world are my citrus oils. So of course I'm excited about Citrus Twist. That's right. Twist, not Bliss, not Bloom. Twist. This is Citrus Twist. This is a little bit different. So you get this for free if you put in your monthly loyalty order of 125 PV or more, you will get this for free. So I promise you, my LRP order is going to be definitely over 125 because I'm going to be getting plenty of Tri-Eze to support my family and some other things that I definitely need as well. But this Citrus Twist is amazing. It has wild orange, lemongrass, ginger root oil, Litsia, and ginger root extract. So I think this is a really great blend. This is a really nice. Vicky and I were talking about just before we jumped on, adding a little extra wild orange into this would be
yes.
Sorry.
I'm daydreaming about adding wild orange as soon as you said it. Sign me up. I hit that real hard.
There is not in our handy dandy emotion, essential emotions book, there is not a description of it because it is an LTO. It's a limited time only offer. And so, but we decided we would just at least talk about the individual oils that are in it a little bit. Just highlight what's in it. So we've got wild orange, right? Wild orange, oil of abundance. We've talked about this like a million times on this podcast. So we're not going to dive into
love it
too much, right?
Love it.
But no, if you're struggling with some of those abundance issues or you want to bring more abundance into your life, wild orange is the oil for that. So that is in this. Then we also have
lemongrass.
Lemongrass. That's Vicky. Mm-hmm. Vicky loves lemongrass.
I love wild orange. It's my favorite citrus oil, but lemongrass is the essential oil of cleansing, right? Yes, cleansing. And if you take nothing else, but understand that Citrus Twist is named the refreshing blend, it's refreshing physically and emotionally. And just think of it as detoxifying the energies around you, clearing out what's not serving you, making space for what will, and it gives that little kick. Now, lemongrass is also known as the oil to kick your butt in cleaning your house. Okay. If you feel like you are a hoarder at any magnitude and you need some extra energy to get in there and help you do the things necessary to clean your space out, like literally clean your space out, lemongrass is your jam. Diffuse this all over your house and you will be extremely surprised and grateful that you had this ally diffusing and helping you. Sarah's shaking her head. You guys can't see this, but Sarah's totally shaking her head like, yep, been there, done that. I've used it. I use it at least, and I'm not even exaggerating, 20 times a year for this specific reason. When I know I really need to like deep clean an area of my home, which nobody looks at, nobody cares, but I do, I will be diffusing lemongrass to help with the cleansing of it and the energy behind it. So yeah, that is part of this beautiful blend, Citrus Twist.
Yeah. And I love that it like one of the things about lemongrass is that it gets rid of old limiting beliefs. I think that is something like, okay, we're going to talk about the emotions, right? So you've got wild orange that has like abundance, right? And helping with that mindset of having more, right? And then we've got lemongrass, which deals with that hoarding scarcity mindset, right? And those limiting beliefs mindset that holding on to old stuff that doesn't serve you anymore. And then we go into, I love this. I get so excited. Just how excited I am. We get into Lyttsia is the next one.
Yes.
Lyttsia. Oh my gosh. Can we just, I can't say enough about Lyttsia. It is such a great oil. Manifestation. It's the oil of manifestation. It helps to open up the mind and connect to like higher consciousness, allows us to like really bring in and receive. So we're cleansing out with that lemongrass. And then we're getting Lyttsia to help us to bring in, to receive, to expand our minds and to like go on to that next level of like manifesting our dreams and our goals and what we want. And it's like this, I don't know, just this catalytic spark almost that like gives us like this alignment with our higher purpose. And it just like, so I get giddy. I get so excited about this oil. Obviously, I'm like,
as you should, but Sarah, as you should, because this helps invite individuals to recognize what's in the way, right? Recognize what's in the way and distracting them from their clarity and what is required to make the changes for better alignment. It is so good. And I know I'm not alone. Let me know when you listen to this podcast, comment down below if you have taken Lyttsia internally in any form or fashion. And I want you to pause and possibly ponder, why did you reach for Lyttsia? Why was it that you reached for this blend? Because there's a deeper meaning. There's a deeper exploration that is able to happen when you step into that thought. Litzia is so great. Sarah, you did such a great job in helping our listeners understand the power of Litzia, and you get this for free in Citrus Twist this month.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you can't get Litzia very often. It is a limited edition oil as well. So you get it. It's going to be there. Okay, next we have, and then like while we're dealing with all of this emotional stuff, we've also got ginger, which is like the oil of empowerment. Do you see how I don't know, so intentional this blend can be, especially for spring. Think about spring. We're ready to how many times have we ever heard spring cleaning in our lives? Well, this is like this mm-hmm. awesome spring cleaning for our emotional, energetic levels. This yeah. is like
we're
so
in bloom.
Great.
We are blooming into, yeah, absolutely. 100% agree.
So in this one, it helps if you ever get stuck in that victim mentality, or you, it helps you to take responsibility, 100% responsibility for what is coming into your life.
Okay, I'm laughing at it. Sorry. How many people do we know could use some of this poured on top of their head? Don't do it. I'm just teasing at this moment. But honestly, it is a plaguish mentality that has been sprinkled around our society. Everybody, and I'm talking everybody, including myself, could use some Citrus Twist. Okay, continue. I didn't mean to throw in that tangent.
Well, one of my favorite, and I know I've said this before because I'm sure we've talked about ginger, because this is one of my favorite phrases. It imbues a warrior-like mentality. Like, well, doesn't that just want to punch you in the face and get you going?
I think of Xena, warrior princess. I am Xena, the warrior princess.
Power pose. I'm kind of glad you all can't see us right now, because I'm making the funniest faces and I've got the power pose going, and it's hilarious. But I get really excited about this because I really feel like this is an oil that has a powerhouse. It's like powerhouse right here. And if you can't get excited about this oil, I don't know what else to tell you. You've got to get this oil. And then physically, okay, if we're going to talk about a little bit about the physical, it does have wild orange, and it's got ginger, which is really going to support your gut health and your digestive system. So if this is, rubbing this onto your stomach, your around your navel, to help with some digestive issues, I would say
emotional and physical, right?
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just think about it. When we have an upset stomach, there's something. How many of you have ever experienced stomach upset when you're emotionally in turmoil? Right? Every one of us at
some point.
I'm
raising my hand. Yes. Yes, me.
Mm-hmm. Everyone at some point has probably had some sort of upset stomach when we're in the middle of an emotional upset, right? So this oil is not only going to help your emotional upset, right? But it's also going to help that physical upset when you've got a little bit of upset stomach. Just rub a little drop onto your belly, maybe with some fractionated coconut oil to make it go a little bit further, and use that and see if that can help you with your digestive system. Another great way I would probably want to use this is, besides diffusing, obviously I'm going to diffuse this. I don't know why it's not in my diffuser right now. I'm going to go put it in my diffuser. I've got stuff going in my diffuser right this second, but I'm like, you should have been diffusing this today. But along with that, I would also probably say, using this not only when you're cleaning your house, but when you're doing some emotional work, whether that be journaling, whether that be yelling at a tree, whether that be outside doing some grounding work, putting this on the bottoms of your feet before you go out and do some grounding work, maybe doing some meditation, some prayer, something like that, I would highly recommend trying to use this. I should also recommend this if you haven't done your vision board yet. And Vicky and I were just talking about vision boards before we jumped on. And we'll be doing an episode very shortly on vision boards again, and talking about where we are in our vision board journey, because I've had some really cool experiences with my vision board already and it's only April. I really feel like this is a great oil if you need to get back on track with goals, or maybe you're working on Q2 goals and that's like, you know, your quarter two, you're ready for the next level and you're ready to take on some powerful goals. This would be a great oil to use during goal setting as well.
I agree. Yeah, I absolutely agree. Because ginger within this blend, if you're feeling powerless, you know, about lack of responsibility, defeated, feeling stuck, this is going to pull you out. This is going to be the anchor that's cast in to catch that fish and pull you out. And again, like there's so many powerhouse single oils in this blend. I'm really glad we're pausing to take a deeper look and dive for our listeners today, Sarah. Truly, it wasn't planned this way, but that's also how our podcasts tend to be. They're very organic. Yes, they're structured. Don't get me wrong. We have a plan. However, when we get on with you guys, we're speaking from the heart. And I love how intuitive Sarah is with herself and like, okay, no, we're going to go a little deeper. It wasn't planned to go deeper into this blend like we are right now. However, it's so needed. So hopefully this resonates with you. Hopefully this free blend that you have the opportunity to tap into is more inviting and you realize how you can use it for yourself and your loved ones in your home. It's so great. Ginger, essential oil of empowerment. Yes, sign me up. We could all use some more empowerment in our lives. Okay. Is there anything else you want to add to this beautiful blend before we move on?
No, for this blend, no, I think I covered it pretty well for this. I would just try it, diffuse it. And, you know, if you're, there is something about it, if you're like, I don't really love it, I would invite you to kind of look into that a little bit. Explore the why don't you like it? Explore into, is it the ginger that like maybe I'm not ready to deal with that yet? Is it the lemongrass? Am I not ready to deal with what that brings up? Is it the wild orange? Is it the Litsia? Is there something there that maybe you're not ready for this moment, but maybe you need to be brought to awareness of it? So if it's not your favorite, I would invite you to deep into why not, because there, I'm thinking there might be some emotional stuff there that maybe you're just not quite ready to deal with. And maybe we need to book a session or something with Vicky or with me and dive into that a little bit deeper and see what's going on. Maybe there's some things that you just need some help working through. And it's not that anything is necessarily bad or wrong. It's just we all have crap we have to work through. And so I invite you just to pause and go, okay, you know what? There's something in this that I'm not loving. What is it? And go, okay, it's the citrus or it's the ginger or it's whatever. And you're like, I'm just not there. That's absolutely okay.
You know, I agree, Sarah. And so what Sarah's mentioning right now is the awareness portion. She's not asking you to work through it now when you're not ready. However, she is asking you to tap a little deeper and possibly pinpoint or narrow down why it is a trigger for you. You don't have to work on it now. That saying of I'm going to table it for later, there's a reason why that's a saying. But in doing so, in pausing and digging just slightly deeper to hopefully pinpoint or narrow down, like I said, I know I'm being redundant, but that is going to allow you and your subconscious brain to start tapping into the why. What was it that happened? What did I witness? What did I experience? What was it that is causing this reaction? And when you are ready, you're already going to have that subconscious and conscious dialogue happening in the background, if that makes sense. Sarah understands what I'm saying. Those of you that have done coaching before understand what I'm saying. But some of the heavy lifting that is necessary when you are healing and you are working through something can be worked on in the background that you don't even know is happening. And you give yourself that opportunity when you pause and do what Sarah just said, to dig a little deeper, to tap into it. Does not mean you have to work on it now, but it will bring that awareness and all those little puzzle pieces together for when you are ready. It will be slightly easier and more emotionally comfortable when it's time.
Yeah.
Perfectly said,
absolutely.
Sarah.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we've only got a very smidgen amount of time left. Let's just jump into a little bit, just one more promotion that they have available right this second. And it is what we call lovingly the Power Pack.
Woo-hoo.
So the Power Pack is 3 items. And I believe we've talked about this once before on our podcast, but we'll just kind of touch on it again. It is taking the MetaPower Advantage collagen packets. So it's taking one of those, one of the PB Assist, which is, I know Vicky's talked about it a lot, her pixie stick, and she loves her pixie sticks, right?
I do.
And then the MetaPower Recharge, which we've touched on once, but I don't know if we've really touched on it a lot. And I love the Recharge. I mean, the Recharge is one of my most favorite products right now. And I say that, like, I'm very, very serious. It is one of my favorite products right now because it has really, really revolutionized my health in ways that I am shocked. And I know when I see my doctor later this month, she will be shocked as well. Like, it's really totally changed up some things that I was dealing with for over a year and really, helped my health. And so I'm grateful for Recharge. So anyway, it's putting these 3 amazing products together into your water bottle, into like a 10 to 16 ounces of water, putting these 3 things together, and it gives energy like no other. It's amazing for energy. It is phenomenal for your gut health. Okay. It's really amazing for your metabolic health, for your metabolism. So, like, if you're looking for something and you want to dive in a little bit deeper into these 3 products, please, please, please send us an email or make a comment, and we will we'll get in touch with you on a personal note, because this is, there's so much that goes into it. I don't want to like go all in right this second all about it. But if this is something that you're like, this might be interesting, I would invite you to check out that power pack, or get in touch with Vicky and I, so we can like educate you on the whys and the hows of using these amazing trio of products. So it comes in, there's 2 different ones that you can order. One is the strawberry recharge one, and one is the lemon lime recharge one, because they have 2 different flavors for the recharge.
I love the strawberry. Yeah. We love the strawberry. There's nothing wrong with lime. Lime tastes great. However, and it's seriously in my water right now. The strawberry recharge is where it's at. doTERRA as a company cannot take this off market. They need to find all the ways that they can make sure that they have plenty. This is forever in my daily arsenal. I know this is forever in Sarah's daily wellness arsenal. I think we need to do a podcast specifically on this trio, whether or not they keep it, whether this is a promotion just for April. All of these products individual are going to be there. They have a home at doTERRA, a la carte. But this month you can save some money in this bundle, this power pack bundle. But I do think we should take some time to explain the benefits of these products and what they do together. There's a reason why they're together in this power pack. I know we don't have the time and it's not the space now, but gut, collagen, metabolic health, hydration, all of it plays together. When we're out of whack, it doesn't play nicely. But this is to allow your body to play together in a way that is just a sweet, sweet song. I love the recharge. I love the collagen. I love the pixie stick, PB Assist. But yeah, girl, I'm strawberry. So yes, you're strawberry. And I want to know if you do use the recharge, Let us know down below what you like better.
Yeah.
The lemon lime or the strawberry.
Are you team strawberry or are you team lemon lime? Because I want to know, because I'm very curious. So I actually really like the lemon lime as in the power pack, but I love the strawberry plain. So I kind of go back and forth. If I'm going to be really honest, I actually will do the power pack lemon lime with a couple drops of wild orange, because Vicky told me to try wild orange with it. And I was like, girl, why didn't you tell me that, like, 3 months ago, like when I first started using this stuff? What the heck? No, just kidding. She told me when I was not complaining, but when I was saying I like the strawberry better, she was like, well, I have both and I've been using wild orange with it. And I was like, oh, you're so smart, Vicky. So
and it's
anyway,
good.
It was really good. So I actually would like used up all of my lemon lime for the power pack trio with a couple drops of wild orange. So if that's something, maybe you're more team wild strawberry, but you've got lemon lime hanging out at your house and you're like, I don't know, try doing a power pack with the wild orange for that, that's my scoop. Use that. My other scoop is, if you are having those seasonal discomfort things that we talked about earlier with trees, the other thing that you could also do to help support you is doing a 5 milliliter roller bottle with 5 drops of lavender, 5 drops of lemon, and 5 drops of peppermint. And that will help you work through some of those. And you can put that onto your chest. You could put it right underneath your nose. And then after you put in the 5 and 5 and 5, you're going to top it off with fractionated coconut oil. Should have said that right from the very beginning. But you're going to top it off with fractionated coconut oil to dilute. You put a little bit underneath your nose, a little bit right into your sinuses, a little bit like onto your face, like under where you're, under your eyes, but not like close to your eyes, but like where your sinuses are and your cheekbones. And that can be a really great way to support you as well as those IE soft gels.
I love that. So my scoop of the day is, and I got sidetracked. I was so engulfed in what you were just saying about the roller. I was like, oh, there's somebody that I need to tell them about this roller, because that would be another great way for on the go, like on the go use. One thing we forgot to mention, if you're using Citrus Twist, don't put it where the sun's going to shine if you're going to be out and about in glorious nature on your walk, because it's citrus oils. Put it underneath your clothing and you'll be fine. My scoop of the day, and we'll end here, is I've been playing around with, and I haven't perfected it. I mean, it's still delicious, but I like freezing watermelon and then making slushies over, spring and summertime, because I am a ice hog. I love ice, but it's not good for me to crunch on ice for my teeth all the time. It's just not. So I've been toying and playing with the idea of using the recharge, either flavor, and blending it up and then putting it in the ice tray. Either use it for ice to like munch on or make it into a pop. So anyways, that's my scoop of the day. I know it's kind of vague, but I think it would be so delicious with the recharge. So you're satisfying that quench of like a lollipop or, ice to munch on, but you're getting the proper hydration with it. So any fruit would work, but I love using watermelon or strawberry. That's my jam. So take it for what it is. Enjoy our scoop of the days. Let us know if you have any ideas for Citrus Twist or Tri-Ease or the Power Packs.
Oh my gosh, Vicky, before we jump off, we have to talk about the blue toe challenge, the blue tansy on your big toe challenge, and what that looks like. So before we like jump off, I know we're like at the time. I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be slightly longer, so bear with me. Okay, so what we would like to have you guys do, for those of you who purchased your blue tansy during BOGOs a couple weeks ago, we would love for you to join our Facebook group, and that link is in the show notes. And we would love for you to join our Facebook group, and we are going to have a little section where we're going to have a little event section, And that will be where you will post your pictures of your blue toes, because we know that it will, your toes will be blue. And I promise you, I'm going to actually make a promise. I promise you, in 30 days, using your Blue Tansy every single day for 30 days, that you will be inspired to take action and do things that will push you out of your comfort zone. And it will be so incredibly amazing. So look for that link that gets you into our Facebook group. We'll also put up a registration link for you, that you can register for the Blue Toe Challenge, and we'll be sending out little reminder emails and, you know, just little emails to boost your confidence in using it and little tips and tricks along the way.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt into our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.